we can look at that one over
here. Yeah.
That's how I want it to look. See, the good sizes?
Sifting through a row of blueberry plants, Arturo Pendoa talks about his journey from the fields of Mexico to his 45-acre farm in Decatur. Pendoa says in his 20s, he left Mexico and ended up in Chicago. Since then, he's basically never stopped working.
Like, when I was in Chicago, I really worked 14 hours a day when I run the two stores and the restaurant. And a job in a company.
But like many Hispanic workers, Pendoja got sick of the long days in the factories and stores. Land in Michigan was cheap, and by the end of his time in Chicago, Pendoja had saved up nearly $100,000.
Because those farms, I buy cash. I don't got no banks in this.
Where did you keep all of that cash that you would make? Was there like...
under my pillowcase? My wife is digging up under the floor. You know, banks, they use your money, they make money, and they're not even appreciate you.
As you hear in Pendoja's voice, he's wary of banks and loans. And Michigan State University researcher Shakara Tyler says that's for good reason.
Many farmers would say that when they would go to the USDA farm loan offices as children, they would see the USDA agents throw the loan application in the trash without even looking at it.
Tyler says it was underserved farmers, like Hispanics, who were discriminated against.
The USDA agent would say to the farmer, "We don't have a program like that." And then they would sit by and watch a white farmer walk in and then be served through the same program that they just asked about.
Tyler says practices have changed in many loan offices, but the discrimination was widespread. In 2011, the USDA set up a claims program to reimburse Hispanic and female farmers for that discrimination. As of July this year, it had approved more than 3,000 claims and paid out more than $200 million. Tyler says that legacy leaves a lot of Hispanic farmers wary of turning to the USDA for help. However, once a Hispanic farmer overcomes that hurdle, many then face an even larger one, understanding agricultural rules and handbooks when they can barely speak English, let alone read it.
They give us a book, but it's in English, you know? Well, that's like if they give you talk to me in Chinese. We are a lot of people in Spanish, you know? I talk a little English and maybe read it a little English, but probably some people we don't even know. One word. That's hard for their people, you know.
Michelle Napier Dunnings, the executive director of the organization Michigan Food and Farming Services, says Spanish translation has become a priority for the USDA and some state agricultural agencies. But she says straight translating is one thing. Making agriculture understandable is another.
Interpreting all of the acronyms and language that goes into all of the federal and state programs and all the regulations, that's a whole language in and of itself.
The language, the culture, the past discrimination, add it up and it makes a farmer like Pendoja an outsider in an agricultural industry that's often slow to change. Despite that, though, more Hispanic farmers are buying land in Michigan every year. So how can they get equal footing with farmers who've been here for decades? It's tough, but in southwestern Michigan, the strategy is to work together. Every few months during the summer, roughly a dozen Hispanic farmers gather at a southwestern Michigan farm for a kind of training session. These are the members of Farmers on the Move, a Michigan cooperative just for Hispanic farmers. And the man at the center of it all is Filiberto Villagomez. Truthfully, Villagomez's biggest job at these meetings is a simple one: translator. Kyle Mead with the Van Buren Conservation District is providing some basic training to the farmers here. Where to set up a well, where to store chemicals, how to check for pests. It sounds simple, but without Villagomez here to translate, none of it could happen. The journey Villagomez took to end up here is similar to the farmers. He's here to help. He grew up in Mexico, worked in agriculture, moved to the States. When he got here, he talked with Hispanic farmers and realized there was a lot of potential that just wasn't being reached. So we formed Farmers on the Move as a way to connect the farmers together. They could share equipment, share resources, and talk to each other. Most importantly, these small farmers could form a brand that they could sell their products under.
This is the Farmers on the Move registered trademark.
Inside his small Battle Creek office, Villa Gomez shows off the marketing plan that he spent years working on. He pulls out Farmers on the Move labels and logos. He puts them on every carton of fruits and vegetables that end up at a local farmer's market.
And I can see the people coming, hey, who's the Farmers on the Move? Is the Farmers on the Move? Yes. Oh, okay. You know, the people recognize, is recognizing the products. This is part of the credibility.
But Villa Gomez is honest about the challenges, and there are a lot of them. Breaking your way into any big established system is really hard. Villa Gomez says convincing his farmers to expand their market isn't easy. Many want to just sell in places like Chicago, where they're comfortable with the people and the culture. The challenge is convincing them to find new buyers in closer places, like Battle Creek. On the other side, Villa Gomez needs to convince big produce buyers to purchase lots of fruits and vegetables from Farmers on the Move. Right now, though, he's having trouble getting them to buy even a few pounds of asparagus from his farmers.
I get 800 pounds for asparagus right now. I offer to my customer 1,000 pounds. What he say?
He shows me his phone. Out of 1,000 pounds, the customer wants 25. Yeah. That means Villa Gomez will be spending some long days at the farmer's market trying to get rid of this stuff. You have to ask, is it worth it?
I'm crazy, really crazy, you know? But I'm trying to do little change with them, with my community, but this kind of person, you know? I stay here because I am very persistent. I believe in the people behavior, you know? I know the behavior because I am for the same place.
Villa Gomez says that persistence is paying off. State agencies are putting more information in Spanish. Slowly, Farmers on the Move is entering new markets. But he says he expects the biggest changes to happen years down the line. It's then, he says, that Hispanic farmers' children and grandchildren will finally get an equal playing field. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.